All right, today's rundown is brought to you by NASCAR. The NASCAR playoffs are finally here. We just kicked things off in Las Vegas with Dave. He was out there to kick off the postseason. It was intense. We got all the Barstools becoming NASCAR junkies now. From the fans to the bloggers, everybody's in on it. So today is presented by NASCAR. We'll kick things off right there with NASCAR this weekend as the Barstool car. I mean, it was 8 laps to go. We were in first place.
Well, a big risk. If a caution comes out now, we're not looking at a win for the 95, but he'll save a lap, get some fresh tires on that car, and restart. You never know what could happen late in the race. I like this gamble on the 95, Marty.
I feel cheated. Because Dave was getting in my ear. He's like, we got a top 10 car. So I bet all this money on him. And I don't understand how you can be in first place with 20 laps to go and then finish like 22nd.
Yeah, that was
like the whole pitting and
we're going to have to learn. I'm going to have to learn a lot more about NASCAR if I'm going to be in on it because I was way too gassed up and then I was like, what's happening? What's going on?
I was waiting. I'll be honest. I was very much a bandwagon fan last night. Whereas like I saw the tweets like 7th.
As we all are.
3rd.
But we were in first place.
I mean, like, I wasn't turning it on until first.
First place.
So it's like, I saw, like, we're top 10. I saw we're 7. I was like, nice. I saw we're 3. I'm like, that's pretty good. Saw we're 1.
Now
boom,
I got to put it
sports.
On. Yeah.
And by the time I found it on the TV guide and got there, 22nd.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You know NASCAR. Like, explain to me what happened last night.
All right. So he hung out longer than anybody else, and everybody else pitted, so he moved to the front. He was banking on perhaps a caution or something, something to allow him to pit while not losing a full lap.
Well, so he went all in.
It was a risk. Yeah, he ran a good race because he didn't have the car to beat the top cars, or you know, it's tough to beat the top cars. So he took a risk, if he'd got a caution.
When you say that, what do you mean?
Some cars are just.
We're talking literally the car. We're talking like the pit crew and the team and
everything. Yeah. Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex just have strong cars every week. Yeah. Whereas other teams have, and we had a great car. We had a very good car.
We had a sexy one, I'll tell you that
finished
much.
It's 21st, fresh 21st, not 22nd.
All right, 21st.
Nice.
I like that.
That was a good way to explain it. I feel like I learned a lot about NASCAR right there.
You're welcome.
No, we need you.
That's some good strategy.
We need more like you.
I like that.
I like the idea. Yeah.
Like, let's.
You just hope someone crashes. Yeah. Now, could they have.
Could you send someone out there to, like.
Yeah, could you have a teammate crash on purpose?
Look at me.
You could, and there. I'm sure there are teams in NASCAR that have somebody that would help them like that. I'm not sure Matt DiBenedetto has been in the game long enough
Not yet. Not yet, but once you're down with Barstool, you got, like, the backing of Barstool everywhere.
This feels like a hack. Couldn't you just do this every single race?
Just not pit and have someone crash.
And then just have one of your teammates crash?
Well, you could, but the ones that win the races anyway win the races, so they don't have to do that.
Got it.
I also feel like at some point, it's like a Charlie 1-2. Like, if you just keep crashing at 200 miles an hour, at some point you're like, guys, I'm sick of this.
It's bad karma, too.
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm one crash away from, like,
I know I'm low man on the totem pole. I'd rather, like, be promoted right now to crash every single week.
I'll go work at fucking Kinko's, dude. Yeah. I'm tired of slamming this car into a wall so you can get a caution.
It's fair.
This Saturday, the NASCAR playoffs continue at Richmond, 7:30 p.m. It's on the NBC Sports Network. Or you can witness it live. Go get tickets at nascar.com/tickets. Be on the lookout for our DiBenedetto, our car. Barstool is in the NASCAR world now, and we're here to take over. I really thought, like, if we won that race, I've been joking.
I would have won $10,000.
Really?
Yeah. If he just finished top 3.
That hurts.
Yeah.
What did Dave bet on it?
Probably more.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He chirped in my head, and I was just like, all right, here we go.
I really, truly would have thought, like, which I kind of already do, but I really would have thought there's a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
If we got into NASCAR, got a car, and we won a race against, like, the big dogs,
there's
no other explanation than that than black magic.
I agree.
On to football. College, we'll start with college. Hugh Freeze has gone from the fucking hospital bed to the dentist chair to, like, a little, like, arena.
It was like a little, like, stand.
What is that thing? It's like a little podium. Yeah.
Like an orchestrator, or what do you call it? The
composer?
Conductor. Standing there, and he had all the
bands. Why can't he just be on the regular-ass sidelines? Why does he need all of this shit?
I was in on the hospital bed because it was very funny, and it was out of nowhere.
Right?
It's like, if you're in a hospital bed, you're probably very in a lot of pain. Now it feels a little extra.
Forced, right?
It's just like, I got a take on it.
Oh, Johnny Takes.
Got it.
The floor is yours.
This is a grand scheme to distract you
from a shitty fucking football product.
No, from the president.
Jerry Falwell.
From Jerry Falwell.
Yeah.
from Jerry Falwell paying off his fucking pool boy and birthday trainer.
Look at our wacky chair over here. Yeah. He's gonna sit in a bar stool next week.
Every time I see Liberty, I'm like, oh boy, they finally blew the lid off it, didn't they? And they're like, look what Hugh's in today.
They probably sit around like, what sort of strange chair can we put him in this time?
What is going on with Jerry Falwell?
He's banging his pool boy, I think.
We would find out if Hugh Freeze sat in a normal fucking chair and stood on the sideline.
Dude, I saw that story that basically a pool boy or some guy in Miami was found some incriminating photos, and then the next thing they know, they just like invested $10 million on it on like a fake company he created.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's dude. Awesome.
Yeah.
Happened upon some pictures.
Just let your fucking photos come out for that.
I don't know, but no. So normally I would say yes, but it's the religion part. Yeah. If you're like super religious and you're supposed to be ahead of a whole religious sect, you can't let that happen.
No, that's like everything crumbling.
Yeah, right.
It was the pool boy and their personal trainer. Like they own like Liberty University now.
The personal trainer has an entire facility. It's like a 30,000 square foot facility. It's insane.
Yo, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go fuck this guy. If this is the kind of shit you can get, I'm going to go fuck Jerry Fowler or whatever.
Incredible.
It is such a move. Like, the Liberty University gym is owned by this guy.
I watched that video.
Shut up. Dick, get a fucking facility.
Insane.
Also, very cool highlight from the Mississippi State game. Homeboy doing the best fucking helicopter hit I've ever seen. Brandon Walker, would you like to talk about Mississippi
very
State?
Very cool highlight.
It was a very cool highlight. He was obviously going all out for his university. Salt of the earth.
Uh-oh. Come on in, Stu. Grab that mic. What do we got, Stu Finer?
Now
you're in front of the
camera. Yeah, come behind us here. What do you got?
We just had an $1,100 lunch at Smith Wolensky, soup to nuts. We went soup to nuts.
Who's
it was
we?
Breathtaking. Me, Sean, Pat, and Large.
Lovely.
And Large ordered 2 bottles of Sauvignon Cabernet that were absolutely breathtaking.
It's Monday, by the way.
And then we went.
It's Monday.
What does Monday mean?
I mean, it's Monday.
Meaning you have to get on with your business and you.
Still go 7 days a week.
I just don't know if I could commit to a lunch like that on a Monday.
Well, you're 0 for 100. You owe me dinner. You owe me a steak.
I owe you a steak.
I do. You're in front of Dave. You're in front of Erica. You're number one.
I do.
In front of Fran.
I owe you.
No one's in front of Fran but you. But so you own me. It's no two ways about it. But basically, it was breathtaking. We shared gut level. We had a good time. I'm a little buzzed right now. I'm smoking like 2-3 joints on the balcony, and we're ready to roll.
Beautiful.
All right. Basically, Casey, love you. Hello. I was coming over to say hello to you. Are we on camera right now? So the main thing for all you gamblers out there.
Oh, yeah, but do the points bet. Do the points bet.
Yeah, you know what?
I don't work for you.
Hold on.
Don't tell me what to say. No, I don't work for you. They can't.
It's brought to you. It's brought to you by Points Bet Gambling.
You are the number 2 man here. You are the number
2 man. Get $100 in bonus bets right now.
Wait, stop.
Promo code Barstool.
Let Kevin do it, and then you can give your
Wait, what do you want me to do? Go.
This segment and Stu Finer is brought to you by Points Bet Gambling. Deposit $50, get $100 bonus bets with promo code Barstool. Stu Finer, give me, just be right, Stu, just go.
I just don't want you to be a sucker, people out there. Gambling is for the rich to have fun and lose money. Put it in its proper perspective. Bet 1/10 of what you're betting. 1/10. And then you could gamble forever. You're not Dave Portnoy that could lose $2-3 million. And if Dave was honest, he would tell you to never bet. I lost $4 million since 1982. I would rather never bet. Bottom line is this. It's for the rich to have fun and lose money. Put it in its proper perspective. Same as going to a show, going out to dinner. Brandon, that's gambling. Bottom line, I love you!
No, wait. But with all that said,
Ray or roll!
Who do you like tonight?
Well, that's how I pay my bills.
Yeah, tell them to call the number.
Oh, I don't need more customers. I have too many customers.
Yeah,
I don't need business.
I'm on the total.
I'm like Ellie, I'm turnkey right now. Ellie, love you.
How about a lean on the total for the people?
For the kids.
You're killing me. Undie is a lot! Human lot! I have 400 customers on the. You should. Big K just cost me like 11,000
in
business.
No, I didn't.
What are you doing? It's hurting me.
You got it on the side. You got it on the side.
I gave out my free pick.
You have a side. You have a side tonight.
No,
everyone calls Stu Finer.
You can't pick the side. Don't worry. Call me for my 50 dime winners. Last night was the Falcons, 50
give
dimer.
Give him the number.
And the under. StuFinder.com. You want me to find me? I don't need you. I'm busy. I don't want people. I've been a millionaire since '82. I don't need the money. No, I don't. I want to laugh. I want to make people laugh. You want to laugh? Come to StuFinder.com. Follow me on Instagram, StuFinder.
How's that house doing? You are recovered from the big dick chair?
$300,000 worth of insurance job. It's going to be 4 to 6 months to fix my slate roof in the house. And they want me in a Marriott extended stay, and they want to put all my furniture in pods and clean it, and then they have every there with
extended stay is not a bad gig though.
No,
huh?
but I run my business out. I do my green screen out of there, green screen costume, run around naked, screaming, yelling, eat ass, lick, click, fuck.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you know, out of my rhythm,
Can you eat ass and clit and fuck in the extended stay? Can't you just, you know,
my wife's not let me eat her ass at all right now.
Oh, damn, I hate to hear it.
So I'm limited.
Is there a reason why?
Why right now? Are you like in time out?
She says, stay away. I say, okay. What am I? She just had a heart attack.
Well, that's an important message.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that you'll be you'll come off the DL sometime soon and she'll let you eat? No?
No, it might be over.
You think that's it? You think you're never going to eat ass again?
Wait
a minute. Are we retiring from eating ass right now?
No. Well, listen. There's always strange, and that's between us. I know it's, how many people are watching this? One, so, you know, two. So, I mean, let's talk real numbers here. Not this bullshit inflated page views. You know, what, 9 people watching this? My mother, your girl, you know, your kid. You know, how many people? 4 people that work for Brandon. Let's talk real here.
You are a treasure.
All right,
I love you.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
I'm ready to roll. Please don't bet over your heads, guys.
Yeah,
you're not millionaires like
me. But if you are gonna bet over your heads,
you bet the under tonight.
Go to StuFinder.com.
You bet the under tonight. Bet the under.
Yeah, hammer the under. To the NFL. We got. I mean, the Bears got themselves a kicker. Like, I thought I'd never see the fucking day.
Got no fucking offense.
None.
It's absolute dumpster fire. I don't know what to do. It's maddening.
Was I the best on the show, by the way?
It's yeah. By far.
That's the best by far, right?
Yeah. Now we're done taping.
So remember, last year 29-1-4, so I was 1-13. Now I'm already the best on the show.
Right.
I'm gonna streak. I'm God, Jesus, Moses, Allah.
Yeah.
Men want to be me, women want to be with me if they're under 5'4".
And if I'm
be perfectly wrapped. It's the truth.
Bears offense stinks.
Yeah, still bad.
It's driving me insane.
Eddie's video is very, you know, what?
I like touchdowns. They seem fun. You know, people dance after they score them, and, you know, some people will spike the ball, and some people will hide a phone under the goalpost, and, you know, others will just hand the ball back to the ref, and, you know, sometimes there's those cool pylon ones where they just hit the pylon, and everyone goes nuts, and, you know, those great catches, you know, sometimes there's 2 feet down, or even just like, you know, just an easy run, just a nice gallop in there, you know, just a nice gallivant into the end. Those look nice. That looks fun. I would love to see one. That would be great. If I could wish for one thing right now, I think that would be it. There's the halftime review. Let's get a fucking touchdown.
I've gone through situations like that where, like, we're not talking about winning football games. I just want to score touchdowns.
And the worst.
And when you can't, it is just demoralizing.
And the worst part is, you know, like, the Bears went 6 quarters without scoring a touchdown this season so far. All this is happening while Patrick Mahomes, that fucking asshole, threw 4 touchdowns in 1 quarter.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can agree with this. Everyone's like, oh, what if the Bears had Patrick Mahomes? What if the Bears had Deshaun Watson? If the Bears had Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, they would probably get hit by a train.
Absolutely.
Like, we're not destined to have great quarterbacks.
You can't play that game. And the same thing if you were to, not so much in football, but in other sports, when my teams trade someone away or let them go and they become Hall of Famers,
right?
They would never have been that with the Mets or the Jets or the Knicks. So it doesn't compute. Enough of that.
I watched it. We were at the Ainsworth, so I couldn't hear audio. I just saw from, like, up on a TV from a distance. I saw, like, the final throw, field goal eventually. Did they get that timeout in time?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
I haven't seen in the bowl, like, watching it without sound and all that shit, it didn't look like it to me, but I haven't seen much hullabaloo about it.
I think it's one of those implied things where technically, they're going to call a timeout no matter what. So if there's 1 second left on the clock when the guy goes down, it counts as a timeout.
Yeah.
We had a funny moment on the stream with Big Tennessee and Smitty. I mean, Smitty just.
Let's go! Come on! felt that. I felt that.
Yes!
I felt the vibe. Still plenty of time.
He's pretty damn good, Amy Jack. But the people on Twitter told me he doesn't score touchdowns. What happened to that? Let's go!
That's tough when, like, the new guy comes in and he's just fucking laughing in your face. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting there just a piece of Philly trash. Just, Carson Wentz stinks. The Eagles stink.
Carson Wentz is a bum.
That's
He is a stink bag.
You know, it's not like Nick Foles is out here. You know, he's hurt, so it's not like he's out here slinging it.
Carson Wentz is not a bum.
I remember after the Super Bowl, we were like, would you trade Carson Wentz right now? And I thought you should have. And
what's Nick Foles doing right now?
He's hurt.
You're lucky that that happened. If Big Dick Nick was, like, slinging it right now, would you be freaking out?
No. Let me ask you this. Is it Carson Wentz's fault that the Eagles went into last night, their game plan was majority two tight end sets, their backup tight end, they only have two tight ends on the roster, Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz. Goedert goes down pregame, calf injury. And then your top receiver, Alshon Jeffrey, goes down. At one point, they were riddled with injuries.
Yeah.
DeSean Jackson, second receiver, goes down 11 snaps in. Kind of going to mess up the flow of the offense.
No, I totally agree. But quarterback's a glory position. When you get all the credit, you get all the blame, too. So if you don't score points, guess what? Your quarterback's involved.
But I thought
Carson Wentz extending the game when he's basically going down on his knees. Did you see that play? Was that an MVP play?
I don't know. It was a bum play.
That was an MVP play. Basically putting himself in a position with the fourth and long to Aguilar.
How many points did they score?
They scored 20 points. But when Nelson Aguilar's losing the lights for a game winner, he extended the game with a fourth and long.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that drop, too.
Fourth and 10 to Zach Ertz, who is on the first down marker and gets pushed back by a 120-pound kid.
You got to fucking get that first down.
Is that Carson Wentz's fault?
You got to get that first down.
None of it is. I'm still going to call him a bum, though.
You're a loser.
No, I'm a winner. I won 48-0, I think.
No. You are a loser. The Patriots are losers.
43? I forget. I lost count.
44? That was deplorable. The Dolphins, Brandon Walker, the Dolphins are...
I think Carson Wentz is good.
Thank you.
The Dolphins are... I know they're tanking, but it's going to be the longest 16 games of your fucking life.
Nope, no it's not. I'm embracing the tank.
God damn, that's right.
I'm embracing the tank. I'm not going to stand up and passionately defend the Dolphins. They suck, and I'm going to enjoy the suck.
Do you watch?
I do. I didn't watch yesterday.
Yeah, I would not blame a Dolphins fan for not tuning into any of these games. It's a waste of time. Yeah.
No, I'm waiting for Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting
Until then, see you now.
Get as many picks as you can get.
Yes, absolutely.
Trade Minka Fitzpatrick.
Everybody you can to get as many for the future.
Tonight, Jets, Browns, Greg Williams versus Odell.
Odell who? That was a joke. That was Jerry. Those are the things. I think there's been several players. I just found out about it, but we've got several players that have already come out and, that have mentioned things about that. We don't do that. I've never done that anywhere I've been. We don't do anything to hurt the team. It's the number one primary thing. If you're committing penalties, you're doing those type of stuff, we just don't do it. And, and you guys are cooperating, giving him attention. Just don't give him attention, and it just is what it is.
Greg Williams being like, I've never done any of that. I don't know what you're talking about.
So it's documented, dude.
It's unbelievable. I've never targeted anybody. I don't know what you mean. We're never trying to hurt people.
You almost murdered Brett Favre. You were found guilty of it and punished for it. When that came out after the pictures,
that was those pictures to me were more shocking than his dick.
Yeah.
when you saw all those bruises and stuff like that, I was like, God.
His
damn.
Dick was just a relatable moment where it's like, oh, even a star quarterback's got a tiny dick.
Like, I've got a shitty dick. I've never seen bruises like that before.
Right.
Odell said that, the one hit, changed his life forever where he kind of, hit his knee. But tonight is, I don't know what, are you betting on this anyway? I would stay away from this game completely. Six and a half is a lot, but to
I
me.
I love the Jets so much, I'm going to take the Browns.
Stay away from the sides. No, but I am. I think the under is a terrific bet.
Yeah. That makes sense to me. But I mean, Trevor Siemian, who fucking knows? the way the Browns played last week, who fucking knows? It's still the Browns. It's still the Jets. It's a primetime game, which makes me want to put a bullet in my fucking head.
So, the Bears have like a million primetime
games.
It's the scariest thing ever.
Bad franchises,
just
put me in one fucking
box so I can just not worry
about it. And get rid of it. I just want it over with as quick as fucking possible, win or lose. Just hide me. I don't want it. I don't want the national spotlight. I don't want people. There's no reason for Dave to be watching you.
I'm going
to
stay with you tonight.
No.
Are you doing
stay
a live
away.
Stream,
yeah, or? I'll be here tonight. We'll be watching me, Marty,
streams,
and Jeff streaming.
I need a break from
they're
the
brutal,
live
man.
Streams.
They're so
honestly,
long.
Like, you feel like a zoo animal.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
People
it's
just
not great.
Tune in
I,
to
I'll
watch
tell you what, I like them. I have fun with them.
To me, well, yeah. When you're not watching a fucking disaster.
When
team,
you win by, I think,
embarrass you.
What's an average?
Shut the fuck up.
Average of 36 points a game?
Suck it. Tyson Fury this weekend. He just had a pussy on his eyebrow.
Yep.
He got split.
It was huge, dude.
You could have fucked
it. That's such a gross way to describe
it. You could fuck it. You could have fucked it.
Yes. No, I don't like this.
Actually, no, it probably would have been too loose. Dude, free fuck it.
Tyson Fury's face pussy
yeah.
fucks me.
No,
I don't
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you wouldn't. It wouldn't have been a nice fit.
Big Cat?
Yeah.
I
you
love
still
you.
There?
I love you. God bless you.
I love you more.
Did you get my present I gave you?
Yes.
Did you get all the books and the cum towels and the flags?
I'll have to check.
They were draped all over your office.
Oh, okay. Yes, then I got them.
Okay, but
I'll see you Wednesday. We're going to make magic. Yes. Wednesday.
I love you.
I love you more. We're going to make magic.
We'll give you a little free promo here.
You didn't get a cum towel? No, I need a cum towel.
Let's fuck, let's eat ass, and lick clit. YP,
you still love me. You got to understand with Stu. Like, I mentally get myself ready for Wednesdays with him, and I love it.
But that's all you got in you.
The
Monday
random
is too tough.
I wasn't ready for this.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shut up!
I mean, I had to tell him to shut up.
I believe it.
But I won, so it was good.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And to steal a game does not count that I lost because you didn't acknowledge me and the rules of not
that's
not
true. You're right.
Know,
you're right. You're right. Doesn't count. Does not count. You are right.
That means a lot. No, it means a lot.
I gave you, yes, you're right.
I forgot to put it on here, Big Ben.
Yeah, this sucks, man. This sucks.
That's, I mean,
it does stink.
The NFL's more fun when Big Ben's out there.
Yep. He's a fun storyline. It makes the Steelers an interesting team. It's, he's been like part of everything for what? Since 2004?
Yeah, just funny moments, big wins, like all of
that, right? Because did they win in 2004?
No, they won in 2006.
No, he was in the 2004 NFL draft.
Yeah. So. Roethl something. Nice pick, Cowher.
Yeah, Manny Rivers commercial? And Roethlisberger all in the 2004 draft.
That was a real throwback.
Tyson Fury, I mean, the fact that the dude, he was the one who won the fight. Like, if you just show me still pictures and you show me that guy, that's a dude who lost the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ref fucking drugs.
I didn't even understand that.
Like, why is he?
How did?
Why is like his
in?
Belly covered? Like hands, maybe, whatever. That was absolutely vile. And the other
watching Tyson Fury box is wild.
I mean, he's so
a guy
bigger
of his
than
size,
the other guy too.
Dude, yeah. Like the Muhammad Ali dodging.
So
it's
ridiculously
so cool.
Huge and so nimble. It's like I didn't see the whole fight. I saw just highlights, but it's like
it looks like he's slow, but he's obviously not. But it's like slow motion, but agile.
It's crazy.
Huge. And the other cool clip of fighting this week in UFC. Justin Gaethje stopping his own fight, just wailing on this dude, turning to the ref, being like, are you gonna fucking do something about this? No? Okay. Delivered like three or four more shots. Eventually the refs jumped in. But I mean, stopping your own fight is just
so all-time alpha move.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's,
like, I could kill you, but I don't want to.
But okay,
I
will.
I will if I have to, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
All right, that's the rundown. Anything?
Dave's back tomorrow.
Dave
Noodle
back
Dave. And we're off to Madison on Saturday.
Yeah, you guys are in full swing. You guys are spending a lot of time together. You, Stu, Dave, Casey, everybody all buddy-buddy.
I got to the office at 2:30 yesterday and left at 2:30, and I feel like I got hit by a car this morning.
Yeah, that'll be
it's like,
tonight.
Oh, this
I mean,
is just
I'll
football
be here
season.
Till,
yeah.
Till 11:30 at night.
It's just
day.
Football season. Yeah, and you have, like, the worst part about that is you're going to have those, like, 5 o'clock to 8. Like,
what? Or you just sit in the middle.
I have not enough time
here.
To go home.
Especially when you know you're a dead man walking for at best. Maybe they can still win, but they know the game is going to be shit.
Yo, if you guys beat you know, the Browns, shit. Jeff D. Lowe.
Jeff D. Lowe, if the Browns lose,
sorrows.
Like, you got to, I mean.
You need Soggy Sorrows on screen.
You going to kill yourself?
You need Soggy Sorrows.
What's Soggy Sorrows again?
It's just, we asked for, like, new segments on Pardon My Take, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And, someone was like, you should just do Soggy Sorrows. When your team loses, you have to douse yourself in water.
You get wet. Come on, Hank. Come on, Hank.
Dude, LeBron's definitely going to the finals.
Oh, man.
There's no chance.
Soggy Sorrows.
They got young, dude. They got young again.
And just talk about how bad your team is. And we've That's done it a couple. It sucks.
I mean, I've seen Soggy Sorrows.
You just dunk like a whole fucking jug, one of those jugs of water on you. And then you sit there and you're like, Bears can't score.
I mean,
touchdown.
I have a built-in excuse with Trevor Siemian, so the Jets lose. It's like, oh, well, Soggy what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, it's fine. PFT was trying to...
Like, on screen.
He was like, yeah, it's fine. He was like, bad team splaining, like, confident. Why I should have my...
Bad team splaining.
Why I should, like, be ready for if they lose. And I was telling him I was fine, but in my head, I'm just running back every scenario from the last 20
years.
Well,
let me ask you this. As a Browns fan, I was saying on the radio today, I understand why. I know that Baker came in and changed things. I know they went and got a shitload of talent. I know they won some games last year. But we, as like a football culture, abandoned like the Browns being the Browns pretty fucking quickly.
Right. Yes.
They went from like the laughingstock of sports history, like you're never going to win a game, to like, oh, they might win the Super Bowl. Why do we do that? So as a Browns fan, did you think that?
He says I do, so I'm going to say yes. No, it's
because I would be scarred forever.
It's more fun now to hype them up and then watch them either fall or be
successful. Like if Sam Darnold really had panned out starting last year, I wouldn't be like, we're good, baby. I'd still be like waiting for the other shoe to drop.
This is good. The Bears were 12-4 last year, and I'm like, this team stinks.
Right. I don't think until like I had a Super Bowl trophy, I would not be expecting to win ever. But I feel like the Browns really just flipped the switch.
This could be very, very miserable tonight. But also, Mets -1.5 and Mets over 7.5 runs.
Yeah, just jumping on. Can't wait. Being an asshole. Just a total asshole.
What?
Just a total.
Have some camaraderie.
Yeah.
Okay.
This could be fucking
there you go.
Gross.
There you go.
This has tie written all over it.
Yeah, this is gonna be awesome. This is gonna be one of those games that sets the sport back 50 years.
That's you gotta deal.
Where do we physically do we do it right here and just soak everything? Or you gotta like get in a fucking bathtub?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's never done this office, right?
I guess you just throw him in the. Oh no!
We have
a shower.
Yeah.
You just stand in the shower and get a cell phone video.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, you're gonna have to
And it's good. Jeff
shower.
D. Lowe, he's not a germ guy. He doesn't care about being in a fucking in a dirty shower.
I've never been in some place that smells like wet feet.
I was gonna say you'll have to do it barefoot.
You have to take off your socks. And we'll
Donnie
and just videotape you.
I'm sure Mantis has.
I doubt it.
Fully covered.
I know Mantis lives there.
Right after, so you're fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, you gotta walk home in it. Like just
okay.
Just soak it wet.
Fuck.
Let's go, Jets.